Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness, and let's just jump right in. You know, it's kind of an interesting show because we're going to take you on an interesting virtual tour today. And it's an important virtual tour because for those of us who are raising children in the community, you know, one of the things we want, I think, as parents pretty consistently, is for our kids to really go as far as they can in terms of who they're going to become and how safe they're going to be and their economic potential and, you know, all those kind of little odd things parents want for their kids. And so we have to look at the dark side. We have to tour the corrective nature of society today and kind of get a chance to look at a peek under the hood, if you will, of juvenile justice. So we're joined today by
Gordon
Goodman. It's like G names flowing through my head here. Gordon Goodman, he is the deputy district attorney.
Hey, that's why I'm here.
You are essential to the show. And we're going to, Gordon, morning.
Good morning.
We're going to take a walk through juvenile justice.
Oh, that's
are we not?
Hopefully we will tiptoe
good
through it.
337-8874 today if we, you know, stumble on our walk or miss one of the dusty hallways that you want to ask about. You know, call us up, give us...
Well, parents have any questions?
Absolutely.
This is their opportunity to call.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
you don't look evil and scary, by the way.
I'm not evil and scary. You know, that's a funny misconception. I get into court, I get to play a role. I play the role
almost Santa Claus-ish a little bit.
Angry father. The angry father. I get to claim that parents aren't doing what they're supposed to and kids need to be dealt with in some way other than they're used to. And these are uncomfortable things for parents and for kids. But everyone loses the real concept of what I'm doing, which is trying to help all of these minors. I get to help the people I'm prosecuting. In other parts of our job, you don't always get to help the people you're prosecuting. But I get to do that, and I take that seriously. I want the best result. I want to end up with a girl or a boy turning into a woman or a man, not in prison, not in jail, not with any serious problems that keep them from having a decent life. And the way I do that is by going ahead with prosecutions when the facts are there and the situation warrants, and trying to get some help through the legal system.
So in a weird way, you actually have the same kind of parental care for this community, for its children, that each of us as parents has for our kids.
Well, I do, and so does the court, and I'm trying to help the court carry out that role. The court stands in the place of parents when a wardship is declared. That's what a conviction for a juvenile is, really a jurisdictional finding, these terms that we use, and they become a ward of the court, even though they stay with their parents if they're on probation. And
it's too different. I mean, it's a juvenile court and the adults, you know, it's so much different because with the juveniles, you know, you're trying to do something that will help them in the future. And sometimes with the adults, sometimes it's already too late. Not too late. I hope not. I
mean, recidivism could start at any age, I suppose.
You know, how many people in state prison, you know, come out, and it's very few. You know, I have many people have gone to state to prison or federal, and because they did this mistake, and it's taken so many years to get just a decent job once they get out.
And kids that come into your system initially run that risk, I suppose.
Some
of those people.
And we're trying to prevent that.
We're trying to. Some come in. We get referrals of kids as young as 9 or 10 years old, and you know there are factors in the law that really make it unjust to proceed against someone that young.
Do those referrals then come from law enforcement? Yes, no, maybe
all,
so?
All from law enforcement.
Okay.
We only prosecute cases where someone is alleged to have committed a crime. Other issues get taken care of through Child Protective Services and dependency court, but we only deal when a crime has been committed.
Okay.
In most people's common sense approach, they believe that what we're doing is punishing children when they commit offenses. And the California system is different from most states and not quite unique, but we deal with rehabilitation as pretty much the only option. We don't punish juveniles. it feels like punishment because they get put into juvenile hall if they get arrested, and then maybe if things don't work out at home and they need a therapeutic setting, mm-hmm. they get sent to group homes. And you hear kids saying, I've done my time when they come back from the group home, but they haven't done any time at all. I mean, in fact, legally it doesn't count as doing time because they're getting treatment such as it is. Mm-hmm. I know there's an opinion as to that. Mm-hmm. But they're getting treatment, not being punished. And so when victims come in and say, I want you to punish those kids for tagging my wall, we have to tell them we can't punish them for that at all. That's not what we do. Mm. We'll try to get them help so they stop doing it. And that's what we're after.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.